When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal back here on The Fan. So now we get to see what we're made out of here. You know, in the middle of it, it's fun. And it's somewhat pressureless. Like, in a weird way, a lot of the pressure's been lifted from the Knicks because they, quote-unquote, overachieved this during the season without Randall, without everything, you know, OG in and out, blah, blah, blah. But now that's kind of gone, and now it is go time. And now we will get answers that we need, that we've debated for a while. I love the matchup. I know Philly's tough. Embiid's a beast. I think the Knicks are better. I think 1 through 8. Although Bogdanovich, you see Bogdanovich is out? See this?
No, what happened?
He's got his wrist scoped.
I didn't see that.
He's
out for how long?
They're probably out for the series.
What?
Yeah, dude.
When did that happen?
I saw that yesterday. It's like being reported like this little tiny blurb. Oh, yeah. Bogdanovich had a scope procedure on his wrist. I believe it's his non-shooting wrist. They're like, it's been bothering him for a while. Why didn't you get it checked out a while ago?
What a bust of a trade.
Oh,
I told
God.
You that at the time. And you get these people that think they're Knicks experts. And I remember, you know, some in particular. Oh, yeah, Alec Burks. Oh, can't wait for Alec Burks to come here. Burks is great. If you wanted Alec Burks to come back to the Knicks, you don't know anything about the Knicks. You don't know what you're talking about. And there were certain people out there, oh, yeah, Burks. I said it on The Fan, on the airwaves. This is a terrible trade. No, no part of Burks. And yet there are people who call themselves big Knicks fans saying, oh, no, Burks is going to be it. Yeah, okay. Worthless, like I told you. Let the pros do it, like I told you.
Burks.
And then Bogdanovich on top of it. That trade was awful.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's certainly the Burks. I mean, he's just.
Well, they're not going to. So now you're telling me Bogdanovich is not even going to have an impact on the postseason?
I got to tell you, I know the lead is Jalen Brunson, Tom Thibodeau. What do you get out of OG and all that stuff? And those aren't misleading top bullet points there. But I've been saying now for the last week or two that Bogdanovich has got a jolt of confidence here toward the end of the regular season. He's had a lot of double figure scoring games, and they figured things out with the second unit. It's not enough to change my opinion. I'm going to go Knicks in 6. But, you know, now it's no longer a cute little story of overachievement. If the Knicks do not advance, the Knicks will get buried,
yeah,
and rightfully so.
And that's why I disagree with you as far as saying the pressure is off.
Well, I'm saying
the pressure is now just about to get dialed up.
I may have misspoke. What I meant was the pressure was kind of off during the end of the regular season because it was a fun ride.
All right.
You know, oh, maybe they get 50. I definitely misspoke. No, now it's intensified. Now there's nowhere to hide. Whether you're the 2 seed because other teams got banged up, whatever. You know, could you have been a 1 seed
didn't
if
matter.
Randall was here? It doesn't matter. All that matters is
cannot lose in the first round.
You have home court. You have home court this round. You have home court next round if you get there. And if the Knicks don't advance, which they will, it will be a colossal underachievement. There is no way to sugarcoat it. There is no way to soften it. It will be a high-level failure, period.
And it would be, I mean, you could even say 3 straight postseasons. You know, obviously, they made it the year that Randall took them to the 4 seed.
Yep.
Terribly disappointed. I know they got there. It was a great regular season in the 4 spot, but they played awful in that first round.
That was a rough look.
It's a terrible.
They had nobody, but we know it was ugly.
But you couldn't.
It was ugly.
Like, they needed to win that round. They did
ugly.
Not. So that was a bad postseason showing.
Yeah.
Last year, while they beat the Cavs and got, you know, to the semis against the Heat, I still believe that they were better than Miami and should have beaten the Heat. So I feel like they left it. Like, I'm okay with a team when they max out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Knicks maxed out last year. I think they came close.
Yep.
But I believe that, and I know they weren't 100% healthy, but I was disappointed with that loss to Miami ultimately. You can't say it was an awful postseason.
Disappointed. It was crushing.
Right. But, fan standpoint, but I'm talking about from an expectation standpoint.
Yeah, I thought they'd win too.
Yeah, so they should have beaten Miami, but they didn't. And then if they lose in the first round this year, now you're talking about of their 3 postseason appearances under Tibbs, which is a great accomplishment, especially with where they've been, but it would be disappointing exits and not reaching their full potential. Doesn't mean getting to the finals.
No, I got you.
You know, getting to even the Eastern Conference, but they didn't reach their full potential.
Yeah, it would be varying degrees of underachievement, and there's context that you'd want to attach to each one of them. Like Randall had nobody last year. The Heat are well coached, great franchise, but at some point, it doesn't matter as much, which is why I'm surprised. And
well, they had home court, by the way, in both the series that they lost.
They did. No, they absolutely
and that's
did.
Part
they
of the problem.
They got the 4 seed against
Dolphs. So that's maybe what I'm saying. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
If you have home court.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't care what the odds say.
Yeah.
You should be a team that should be able to win that series.
Yeah, and by the way, even if the Knicks did not have home court in this series, I would still say that they should win because I think they're slightly better. They're better than Philly. I believe that. And I believe that their roster, 1-8, is better. Now, Maxey, really good. Embiid, a beast. But you know what? So is our guy. So we're going to sit here and say, who's going to stop Embiid? Who's going to stop Brunson? But I want to get back to something because I find this interesting. So I don't want to start this today, but I do want you to circle back to something because it seems like I'm missing something or you're missing something. I'm not sure yet. So when I asked you the other day, like, if the Knicks get bounced in round one, if, and I don't think they will, but if they do, we're having a conversation about their head coach. Right or wrong, we're taking calls. And
you were like,
I don't know. But now you just told me that would be 3 straight years, different circumstances, of playoff underachievement by the Knicks, and it's the same head coach. So if that's the case, why would we not have a serious conversation about maybe the Knicks needing a new coach?
I do think, I agree with you. I think there are 3 things that are going to come into play here in the postseason if the Knicks fall short, especially if they lose in the first round. One would be the head coach. I'm not saying any particular order.
Yep.
Just give me one would be the head coach, and is he going to be the guy to get them over the hump? It might be the top one, but that'll be one.
Okay.
2, is Brunson a legitimate superstar? And then 3, the Randall effect. Those are the 3 storylines.
Also, I throw OG on there.
Yeah.
I told you this.
About free agency. Well,
I mean, it's a big contract. It's not like it's a 1 or 2 year deal. It's a massive deal. He's got to show me, you know, we love OG. Great shooter from the corner, 43%, among the best in the NBA, if not the best as a wing. Great defender, great teammate. The guy's unbelievable, but you got to play all the time.
Right.
And I need to see 5, 6, 7 weeks of healthy, locked-in basketball from OG before I hand him $35 million a year for how many years?
But I think he's lesser than the other 3. He's going to be a part of it, of course, but the other 3 are going to be, if the Knicks lose in the first round, Tibbs might be front and center. Brunson being a superstar, number 2. And then, hey, how badly did they miss Randall? Or they really need Randall? Those are going to be the top 3 things coming from this.
I don't want to just argue to argue. Let me see if I truly disagree with anything. I do think Tom Thibodeau is going to be number 1.
And by the way, that's different.
So I'm with you.
It's different than saying, I believe they need to get a new head coach, or you need to, like, I'm not giving my opinion on that yet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's going to be the talking point if they lose in the first round.
I think that would probably be number 1. I think no matter what happens, like, I think that
we think Brunson's a superstar.
I have no doubt that Jalen Brunson is getting ready to show up and be the killer that he's always been. I have zero doubt. Jalen Brunson's going to average 30-something points a game in the series. Jalen Brunson's going to be phenomenal.
But if they lose, don't you think that the narrative is going to become, he's good, but he's not a superstar to the level like Embiid is, who carried his team to a win?
It might, but that doesn't mean that it's the right conversation or the right direction. I mean, if Jalen Brunson, now, as long as he doesn't shoot like 37% overall and 29% from 3, you know, and miss like vital free throws or whatever, and average 5 turnovers a game, I mean, just throwing wacky stuff out there. As long as his numbers are commensurate with his regular season production and all the love, which has been on point,
but it's already
that he's received, then if they lose, you could maybe make the case that Embiid just has a better number 2 than Tyrese Maxey, which I believe he does.
Yeah, I mean,
I just think the Knicks' strength is their defense and their depth, but Maxey's better than OG.
Understood, but that'll be a conversation that we could have, but people are going to say it. They've already said it about Brunson, still to this day. He's too small. You heard Spike saying
who cares what they say?
No, they're wrong. I'm just saying.
What about Isaiah Thomas?
It's part of the narrative. I know.
Same size.
People
in a more physical NBA.
I'm just telling you what the people are going to talk about.
I don't care.
Not saying I agree or disagree with it yet. But
Jalen Brunson is the biggest star in this city outside of Juan Soto.
Hey, Brunson wants to be a superstar? Go beat the Sixers. You can't lose in the first round when you're a 2 seed. I'm sorry. I don't care who the 2nd seed, who the 7th seed is, what the matchup is. Go beat them.
So if they lose, and just say if they lose in 6 or 7, and Jalen Brunson averages 34.5 points per game, and is lights out, and efficient, and just Jalen Brunson, we're gonna bang the drum saying Brunson's not a superstar. I'm not.
Some people will. If the Sixers,
but they'd be wrong.
If the Sixers win, why do you think it's going to be because of?
Well, why couldn't Michael Jordan beat the Celtics early on? Because he had, I don't know, what was that guy's name? Right. Big goofy guy. Dave Corzine was his center. Because Larry Bird had Mikhail Parrish, Dennis Johnson, and Danny Ainge.
But
you need other guys around
but
you.
But if the Sixers win the series, it's going to be because why?
I have to see it play out, but it's going to probably be because Embiid. But we already know. But hold
because
on.
Of Embiid, because but, he's no, a true Sal, superstar in the game.
No, I understand that, but it might be as simple as one superstar just happened to beat another superstar.
Understood.
Doesn't mean that a superstar beat a guy who's less than a superstar.
I know
superstars
that.
Lose.
I know that.
But John Stockton and Karl Malone, superstars, lost.
They don't lose.
Somebody's
in the first round.
Lose.
They don't. I know that. Not in the first round. How many times?
See,
Pat,
usually,
how many times Pat go down in the first round?
Not often. And Pat also found a way to win in Boston in Game 5 back in the day when he hit that three from the corner that went off the backboard.
What did Pat have around him?
And then,
you know, I love a lot of those guys, but
he didn't have as much as he didn't have much.
And now somebody in this room,
yeah,
said that Jalen Brunson's better than Pat.
Well, somebody in this room on the other side of this room from the somebody who said what he just said didn't quite say that.
Oh, what did you say?
No,
you said he's the most impactful Nick since
no. You're getting a little closer now. What I said was that night to night, possession to possession,
right?
Jalen Brunson impacts winning more than Patrick Ewing. And I'll stand by that.
Okay. And
I love the big fella.
I like that
love
too.
Him. And revere him.
And what I will say is, I don't want to hear excuses. Win the series. Well, that's what I'm saying, first round series.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not even saying I'm going to knock Brunson. You know I love Jalen Brunson. We're on the same page. I was saying it's a superstar months ago and MVP months ago. But he's now got to deliver. And if superstars don't, they're going to feel the brunt of it. Now, I think he will. I do think the Knicks are going to win this series.
Knicks and what? I'm going Knicks and six. They're the kind of team that's going to win a road game, close somebody out. Hmm. They have that kind of DNA. They don't have to play at the Garden.
Could it be Knicks and five?
I mean, it could be. Do we want to really start?
I might be going to game five.
Faith? Yeah?
I might be. I just got a text from a buddy with a potential hookup.
Jimmy Trainor had a little something for
you? No, not even Jimmy this time. I'm not going to mention him yet. I'll mention him after he comes through. I don't want to give it away and
Big
have Mike? Somebody be like, oh, I hate Sal. I'm not getting
Big Mike cooking yet?
No. Huh? You don't know him personally, okay. But you would know of him.
Is he in the business?
He's in a business, an entertaining business, the entertainment business.
Is this the wrestler? I got you. 877-337-6666.
He goes, if I could get a ticket for Game 5 Knicks, you hit. I'm like, hell yeah.
Oh,
what are you kidding? I've been
really
waiting for an invite.
Wow. All right. 6666. BT and Sal on the Fan.